Reverend Miriam Joan Handy. Reverend Miriam Joan Handy, do you mind unmuting yourself so we can hear you? Very
Got
good. Thank you.
it. Take a deep breath today and a slow exhale as we begin our invocation. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, great mystery, the I Am presence of the universe, we invoke your love and safety and guidance today in this service. We ask that you surround us in your love and light to guide and protect us. We ask that we invite now and open the doors to our spirit teams and ancestors that want to come through for messages. And we give great thanks, for we know all of what is given today is only of God and good. So be it. Amen. And now we will begin our meditation to start the service. Whenever you're ready, Miss Laura, with a little music in the background, I guess. Okay, we'll get started. So if you would uncross your hands and your legs and begin some nice, slow, deep breaths in and out. You might even want to hold the breath a little on the end of the inhale to really let the energies be absorbed into you. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, we are the vision of our divine selves. We are the vision of our divine selves. We are the vision of our divine selves. We are our divine self within. We are our family and friends who are divinely guided and protected. We are Mother Earth, divinely shining in our cosmos. We are all of humanity waking up in golden white light and divine understanding of all things. Breathe now, breathe in the light and exhale love to all our relations. Breathe in the light and exhale love to all humanity. Breathe in the light. Exhale love. Let it form into a blanket surrounding Earth. Breathe in the light and say, with your strength and intention behind it, I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am all that and more. I am. You and I and all, we are individual spiritual beings on a divine human journey. Let us now set our intentions. Let light and love be part of our daily intention. Be all that is within our daily intention. Let light and love be all that we walk in and talk in and do. Let each day be renewed in your true divine self and then shared with all in a loving divine way. You are all love and light. Let it fill you. Let it nurture you. Let it become all that you are in your awareness. And allow yourself to see that love and light in others always. So be it. Selah. Amen. And right now it's all right to take a deep breath and come back into your full waking conscious awareness of our event. Thank you. All right. It is now my honor to introduce our speaker today, Reverend Charles Klepodlo. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Charles many times and honor his wonderful ability to be the curator of our museum at the Camp Chesterfield and to bring such knowledge and wisdom into that understanding of the history of spiritualism. Please let us invite now and honor Reverend Charles Klepodlo, and we will prepare his sermon with the hymn, Be Thou My Vision, one of my very favorite songs. Laura?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday spiritual gathering online. I'm so excited to be here with you. Today, I would like to talk about the power of our spoken words. Ooh, how exciting and how powerful they are. My goodness. I know you have heard the old rhyme, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Unless you have mastered your emotions, we all know how untrue this rhyme can be. We are all aware of the enormous power and the energy behind our words and what it means to a person who is on the receiving end of certain words or phrases. Now, have you ever been on the receiving end of words of wisdom, words of encouragement, or perhaps words of praise? How did that make you feel? Now, have you also been on the receiving end of words that might have been condescending, words that perhaps were meant to hurt, words that may have destroyed your spirit, or words that might have made you angry? I'm sure we also have been on the receiving end of those. It is important that we begin to choose our words carefully in order to ensure health and wellness in many and all aspects of our lives. Our words and words from other people influence our thinking. Words can affect the outcome of our goals, our dreams, and what level we choose to achieve them. Words that are badly chosen can slaughter our passion, lower our sense of worth, sabotage our level of enthusiasm. Words that are not well chosen can stunt our progress and produce either none or very little results. Now we know that words that are well chosen, that are powerful, that are uplifting, can stimulate our minds. Have you ever heard a speaker speak and you just got so riled up and excited that you felt like you were going to tackle your life and begin again and just do such amazing things? You felt rekindled with enthusiasm. It helped to create more insight and vision into your life. It increased your expectations in yourself and life and the universe and helped you to begin start to produce better outcomes for yourself. I have a story about a lady who was divorced and unemployed. Her name is Rosemary. She was a friend of mine many, many years ago. Now she had two children and life was not going well for her. And so she sought the help of her spiritual counselor. And her spiritual counselor helped her to look at the ways that she looked at life and the ways that she spoke about her life. And it became obvious that she spent most of her life thinking and speaking in a negative, self-demeaning way. Her unhappiness continued to compound when she went from one negative experience to another, and she continued to reinforce it with her words. So the counselor helped her to look at her words and begin to understand that she actually had power with her energy and her words in her life, and that she had the power to transform her life. So, a little disbelieving at first, she decided that something had to be done because her life was miserable and she wanted her and her children's lives to be better. So, the counselor said to her that she wanted to ask her to start looking at her life, write down a journal, and start speaking more positive words and more affirmations in her life, the negative words. So she began immediately started saying, "Through the power of my thoughts and words, positive changes are happening in me and in my life now." Other affirmations she began to start saying is, "I am wise, loving, and happy, and the universe in me is prospering me abundantly now." So the next day she called her counselor and said that she had received some money unexpectedly that she had completely forgot about. And then a few weeks later, she called her counselor and said that she had found a job. Although it didn't provide for luxuries, it provided her a good basic income that would allow her and her children to live on. Continuing to make her prosperity affirmations, She later told me that she was promoted in her company because her boss loved her enthusiasm and her positivity and her words of affirmation that she put around her desk every single day. So she was able to get a promotion and a substantial raise in pay because her clients liked her, the salespeople liked her boss liked her, and her atmosphere in her job began to improve for everyone. So she was able to make a difference. In addition to speaking affirmation, she started going back to church and then also tithing to the church as well. And so she said it was amazing how her children started to pick up on her affirmations as well, and they started saying them together. So the family environment improved, her career and life improved, and the children's school studies also improved. Look at the amazing power of the affirmations and the words that she started to speak daily. We also have within each and every one of us this amazing power as well. Our spoken words are not only powerful to make changes in our lives, but it is one of the most definite ways that we can begin to make changes and bring those changes about. So, regardless of outside influences, the news, or what everybody else says about you or about them or about what's going on, we can shape our lives through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Now, we can do this consciously or unconsciously, deliberately or by default. When we know the power of our words, especially the ones that we speak and create into existence, we will begin to put a guard at our lips and be wise as what passes through. Just as you will do the same with your ears, is that you will begin to start listening to positive, uplifting, and life-enriching things, and you will only allow that to enter and find lodging and take root within our minds. Our words can help or they can hinder. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 30 states this: Do not let any harmful talk come out of your mouths, but only that which is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. How often do we look at what we say to ourselves or what it is that we say to other people? Sometimes we allow our tongue just to be released like this fiery kraken being that is very destructive. But if we decided to take a look at what it is that we say and reword things, we can really make changes. I want to tell you a story about the power of the spoken words towards other people. There once was a bunch of tiny little frogs who arranged a running competition. The goal was to reach to a top of a very high tower. A big crowd of other frogs had gathered around the tower to see this race and cheer on the contestants. The race began. But honestly, no one in the crowd really believed that any of these little frogs would reach the top of this tower. You heard statements such as, "Oh, it's way too difficult. They will never make it to the top. Not a chance they're going to succeed. The tower is too high. Give up now." One by one, the tiny frogs began collapsing. Except for those who, in a fresh tempo, were climbing higher and higher. The crowd continued to begin. "It is too difficult. Give up. You're not going to make it." More tiny frogs got tired and gave up. But one continued higher and higher. This one would just not give up. At the end, everyone else had given up climbing the tower except for this one little tiny frog who, after a big effort, was able to make it to the top of this really high tower and won this little competition. Naturally, all of these other little tiny frogs wanted to know how that frog did it. How did he make it to the top of this unscalable tower? A contestant who was brave enough went over to the little tiny little frog and said, "How did you find the strength to succeed?" It turned out the winner was deaf. Many times we are the frogs that are saying negative things, or we are the frogs that are on the receiving end of negative things. We have been discouraged. We have discouraged. Now, I'm not here to preach or to scold. Well, maybe preach a little bit. But I think it's time for us to examine ourselves and begin to monitor and become aware of what it is that we're saying, thinking, and doing in our lives, and begin to use our words to help and encourage and uplift others and ourselves. It's time that we use our words to give encouragement, to give strength, not just to other people, but also ourselves. Like the lady in the first story, we can use our words to help ourselves and make changes. Words can make your life miserable or marvelous. It's up to us. Just as what you think makes you what you are, words mold and shape your life because words are the expression of thoughts and ideas that are held in the mind. Negative words result in negative, unhappy energies and experiences. Positive words result in positive, happy energies and experiences. In Genesis, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Through the spoken word, through the resounding vibration that was emanated in the beginning, there was light. I'm here to say to you, let there be light in each of our lives through the power of our spoken words. We have the exact same power that ignited the light at the core of the universe at the beginning. We have once heard the phrase that said, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was God." And let me see, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." But we know that science, metaphysics tells us that something cannot be created from nothing. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be changed or transformed. So we have to come from somewhere. So where do we come from? We come from the source of all creation. And so we have that power and that source of creation within us. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." Our words have great power. They can tear others down, or we can build each other up. I do believe it's now time in our life that we begin to use our words to encourage, to uplift, to create, to manifest, to bring about light in our lives and the lives of those around us. So, a couple of ways that we can begin to use our words in our lives is number one, practice compliments. When was the last time that you actually complimented somebody on something? But a true and sincere compliment. When did you actually compliment somebody on something? And when you did, what was their facial reaction when you gave a true and sincere compliment? They lit up. They felt amazing. Their life was just a little brighter than it was before. Or perhaps they had never received a compliment before and their life was a lot brighter than before. So give unasked praise for an action or some quality that you genuinely admire in another person. A true compliment is a gift. It not only blesses the receiver, but also blesses the giver as well, because we know that as you give, you shall receive. Another way that we can begin to practice using our words in positive, uplifting ways is practice positive self-talk. We are our own worst critic. Do you know that? We would never say to somebody else the things that we often say to ourselves. So why, if you would never say something to somebody, why would you even dare say it to yourself? From this day forward, from this moment, you are not allowed to say negative things about yourself. I forbid it. And because I forbid it, it is now law. No more. No more. You are only able to say positive things about yourself. You are worthy. You are beautiful. You are courageous. I want those to become all of our affirmations today from here on out. Only positive self-talk from this day forward. It is law. So be it. So it is. All right. Now, I want you also to begin to make lists and little post-it notes of powerful words and affirmations and post them everywhere. You know, even your bathroom mirror, post a little post-it note. I am beautiful as you were doing your hair and makeup. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am healthy. I am whole. I am God in the physical. I am courageous. I am mighty. I am a warrior for light. Make a list of positive words and place them everywhere. And when you immerse yourself, just as you want to learn a new language, learning to speak positive words is technically a new language. And they tell you often when you want to learn a new language or speak a foreign language, immerse yourself in it fully and completely. So you are being bombarded with that all the time. So it becomes part of you. So then that is the only thing that you think and speak. Why should it not also apply to this? So immerse yourself in positive thoughts, positive words, positive actions, positive music, positive vibrations and energies, positive TV shows. Immerse yourself in it. Then it will help to just get so blended with your energies and you become it as well. So we have a few things that we're going to work on this week, aren't we? Yes. Yes, we are. I am excited. So we know that our words focus our thoughts. That's why clarity in speaking is of the utmost importance. Walt Disney once said, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. So this week, I challenge each of us to have the courage and the energy, the optimism, enthusiasm to look at our words and see what it is that we're actually saying. If it needs to be changed, let us begin to make those changes. And I'm also going to leave you with us another amount of homework. I want each of us, me included, to call or talk to three people. And I want you to give those three people some words of encouragement, some words of gratitude, some words of upliftment. Give them a compliment. So today, it doesn't have to be today, it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but starting today, I want you to think of three people who are your friends, who your acquaintances, and someone who you may be on the outs with. It is time that we start reaching across to other people who may be in need, because we know hurt people also hurt people. So today we're going to reach out and connect with others, friends, acquaintances, and foes, but there really are no foes. And so the goal is for us to begin using our words actively and consciously in our lives to bring about transformation, transfiguration, and transmutation. So today and this week, I challenge each of us to reach out to three people and encourage and uplift them. May the power of spirit help us all to guide our minds and our words to help achieve wellness, health, and happiness in all areas of our lives. Remember, words are power, and there is such great power in our spoken words. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those incredible words of inspiration. We are appreciative of your law that you have given us and our to-do lists for this week and beyond. And just adding one little thing, I always remember from Abraham Hicks that if you say something negative about or to yourself or about or to someone else, you have 17 seconds to undo it, fix it, and then reform it into an affirmation. So in case you have slippage, you've got just a few seconds, you can fix it. So let's keep that in mind as we follow Charles's law today. And also keep in mind that self-defeating talk can also turn into physical illness, emotional illness, and mental illness in our bodies. So keeping that in mind to be healthy on all those levels following Charles's rules. Okay. Thank you so much. So at this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half of our program.